Mr. Stephen Allen's somenews.co.uk, the audio bits.
BP were back in the news after they published a report into their recent oil leak. Actually, let's call it the underwater disaster, because oil leak makes it sound like all they need to do is take the Gulf of Mexico down to quick fit. This BP report, surprisingly, didn't say that BP were totally to blame. What are the odds of that? So the report lays some of the blame on the company Halliburton. I think they're the people that do the vitamins, and also a few other people as well. But what lessons have been learned? Not only do we now know we need more of those caution, slippery floor signs, we also need to see what this means for the industry. So I'm joined now on the line by Professor Oliver Lee. Hello.
Hello.
So, what was the problem?
Well, the thing is, you really have to be careful where you do your drilling.
So it's not about the money?
Oh, I don't think so. No, money was obviously an issue, but I think he could afford it.
He could afford it?
Look, everyone enjoys a nice bit of drilling. But if you're not careful, sooner or later, someone will go to the newspapers.
So you're saying the problem is that Deepwater Horizon went to the papers?
Deepwater? Oh, no. I'm not here to talk about BP. I'm here to talk about Wayne Rooney.
Oh, drilling. That's a pun, yeah. I thought you were here to talk about BP. That's a shame, because my next question was going to be, how long do you think it will be until they get to go into another bed and sink their shaft in deep?
Well, either way, I don't think it'll be for a while.
Get more at somenews.co.uk.